Well, we'll probably do it before this episode comes out.
Yeah. Maybe.
We can have
we can
all
put it
kinds of
whenever we want.
conversations.
We control. Hey, we are the ones in charge. We can do whatever we want.
We're our own superheroes.
Exactly. We can take it from zero to hero, right? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Joe, Dr. Energy Piazza.
Rara is in the house. Catherine Asaro Myers.
Welcome back to BU Network Podcast, Conversations Worth Having. On our podcast, you can expect three things. One, the BU guest moment. Two, the BU moment. And three, the BU final moment.
As promised, we are giving you a very special audible on each show. Your job, well, not your job, it's to find it. You know the game Where's Waldo? Well, here we will ask you to listen for that audible. Dr. Energy, let's step into our BU moment and see what's going on. What's happening with us right now, where we are. Let's tell our audience some real life story about what we're doing at this moment.
Well, you know, it's a beautiful sunny day to start here in Ottawa. And, you know, I'm already having a great day. I've already got up. I had a nice meditation this morning and a little bit of a yoga practice. I had some breakfast. And I'm just really looking forward to speaking with our guest today on our podcast. It's going to be a really interesting and fun, I think, energetic interview with Connor. So I'm really, really looking forward to that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What about you? What's happening there?
Well, I'm in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and I am standing in my bridge room with a window open, looking at my really interesting painting, which is oil paint. And from far away, it looks so different than close up. It's Christine Sherrington is the artist. And when I saw her paintings, we bought two of them and they're both beautiful from clay. Yeah, I just love it.
You never go halfway, right? You jump
all
the way.
No, I know.
Right?
I'm like, gosh.
All in.
I know. We know that I am A, impatient. I was premature, and B, right. I go all the way in and then I it later. So I love these because when I'm up close, I see one image. And then when I step far away, I see something completely different. So it really mesmerizes.
That's kind of like, isn't that kind of like life though? When we see something up close, we see one thing. And when we step back, we have a different perspective.
Yes, we do.
Kind of interesting.
The color is just, it moves for me. Really, the whole thing moves and it inspires me when I'm thinking and I'm speaking. And of course, I have one 10-pound dumbbell, which I'm so excited about. I'm really thinking that this 10-pound dumbbell, because I can change the weight now because I have the whole Bowflex thing up here. So I can go from 10 to 12 and a half. So it doesn't have to be a lonely 10 pounds anymore. I can just put it in the system, clip it, turn to sort of gauges on the end and it becomes 12 and a half or 15 or 20. Right. And I love this because it's one actual system that the weights just, as we change it, you know, it adds more weight to it. So I don't need 20 dumbbells. I just have two.
Perfect. Takes so up a lot less space, right?
Oh gosh. So efficient. I love that because when you think about dumbbells, you think about like where I come from, right?
Like that whole rack, right? Three, just like 10 feet long with everything from 2.5 pounds up to 50 pounds or something, right? Or 75 pounds.
And do you use plates or do you use hexes or do you want the ones that look, you know, this is the whole thing. So this just looks great. It's up off the floor. You don't have to bend down. So anyway, I have my 10-pound dumbbell. I'm loving it. And the other thing that I'm loving, although this will air way after, it's the day before my birthday and I'm really excited.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm excited because I'm going to be having a very special cake made by our good friend Melissa.
It's gonna be amazing.
She's making this. I know she's making this for me, and you know that's special because this whole thing with physical distancing has caused us to obviously think differently. And we're, like we talked about before, accepting where we are at the moment.
Right.
So we're doing what we believe is the best thing for us, or the right thing for us. And we're going to have a, where we are right now, so I'll keep this short. My friend Maria Mbalant and I are going to have a birthday party with my husband and I. So she said, you better get a cake. So I told Melissa that. So she's getting a cake, we're getting a cake, and we're going to do this party online. And so I'm really excited about that, because we need to focus. I need to focus on something very positive, and, you know, a cake and a party online like we did for our BU birthday.
Right.
That's exciting. Remember the leading up to it and how it felt. And so that's, I'm in that mode and that zone of the excitement. Yeah. And I am looking forward to what we're doing today with Connor, with Suji, his stage name, right? What we're going to be doing with Suji. And I think our audience will also feel, you know, feel the energy. So we're stepping into something for the first time and creating, actually working right on the spot and doing this live for the first time with Suji, creating his story. This is history that we're actually making. And I know it's a treat for me and for you. It's a treat for us to do it. I'm really looking forward to see how that plays out.
Yeah. It's going to be good. And, you know, you mentioned something there about accepting and where we are in the moment. And, you know, I've been thinking about, you know, the whole situation with where the world is at the moment, and how, you know, we've kind of gone through the different stages of grief, really. And I think that, you know, at some point we should maybe do a little discussion about that. I think that would be a conversation worth having, for sure.
Well, we'll probably do it before this episode comes out.
We can put it whenever we want. We control. Hey, we are the ones in charge. We can do whatever we want.
We're our own superheroes.
Exactly. we can take it from zero to hero, right?
That's what we're going to do with Suji right now. Yes. Exactly. And lose your mind, baby. That's lose what we're mind, into. Let's go
lose our minds with Suji and see where that leads us.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll see you on the other side.
On our way. Be you, study.
Be more at ease in your communication so you too can have conversations worth having. What is BU Study? A private online room to rehearse impromptu speaking, receive instant feedback, and achieve quick results. And feel confident that no one is laughing, unless you're telling a joke.
Plug in anytime, anywhere. Study with seasoned pros. Access your customized feedback. Then speak with ease and build amazing relationships. Hello, Dr. Energy. How are you?
I am doing amazing.
Oh, why? Tell me.
Just because it's a beautiful day. It's already been a productive day even before we sat down to record this. So I'm just having a great day, and I'm choosing for it to be amazing.
Well, I agree with you, and I'm choosing 24 hours before the next click on the 365 calendar for me. That this is going to be an amazing day in this year, and tomorrow starts a new year in my life of birth. So I'm happy that we're here talking today, because this is an amazing moment for me. I really value 30 days prior to my birthday, and I really value that whole space in between. It feels very powerful for me. I'm so happy we're here doing this.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm really excited about new things. You know, I want to share a short story. Last night, a classmate of mine from 44 years ago shared a photo of me from my high school yearbook, which I don't have. And I thought, wow, that was amazing. 44 years. I didn't have that yearbook. And she did. And she posted it. If I had known then what I know now, I would have never thought it happened like this. So I'm excited, because we're going to be birthing something new with my good friend, our good friend today. And this is exciting. So it's a benchmark. And we have the beginning of the birth of something. And I mean that in, you know, with the most respectful way, because Connor is an experienced And I will read his bio and talk about him in a moment. Mm-hmm. He's experienced and he brings so much to the table, but yet he brings the newness of something that he's working on.
Yes. Very exciting.
Me too. Yeah, me too. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm exciting too. When I said me too.
Isn't that a Pointer Sister song? I'm so excited and I just can't hide it.
Does that mean we're going to play that song?
That's about as far as I go with it. Okay. If you want to play it, go ahead and dig it up on Spotify or something.
Okay. Maybe I'll do that. I'll make that my mission.
It is a pretty energetic song. I got it.
Isn't it? Right. I think it would set the tone for today. So let me give you a little something about Connor. Okay. Connor has a nickname. This is the show of nicknames. Dr. Energy, rah-rah. And Suji. Suji-san. So Suji-san was born on March 30th, 1985, in South Korea, in Seoul, South Korea, at 6:48 p.m. Many blessings have been given to the universe from having a very lucky childhood. That little Suji had to fight for every moment to take ownership of his own life. As Suji calls it, a sweet victory. Zero to hero. Nobody to somebody. Suji's life is filled with fascinating life stories and how he managed to beautify this game that we all call life. Suji thinks it's very important to share his story and mainly his childhood of having no parents, but adapted to his aunt and uncle until the age of 17, and how he became his own life giver by showing up on his life with courage. The real interesting story begins on how he got rejected to come to the USA after 9/11, and he landed his feet on Canada 12 years ago with no English, no money, and nobody. Fast forward to current today. Suji is being called to become the leader of the healing arts as a superhero. And first ever, his dream is he's going to do a podcast gig as a non-English speaker with something he's very, very proud of. He's amazed, feels amazing about this, and so do we for him. Mm-hmm. And Suji's mission is to heal the world as I see it and feel it in Chiron's way.
Awesome. Chiron, wounded healer in astrology, yes.
Let me tell you a little bit personally about Suji Connor. Mm. As we grow to know him, you'll call him Energy as well. You know,
super muscle.
That's it. Super muscle. Hashtag. The thing about having Suji on our show, on our podcast today, is, you know, Suji really wanted to give this message, this visual message. And because this is audio only, I think it's going to be very interesting to hear how Suji comes across, because when you see him, you get him. And this will be the test today of delivering a podcast without audio. So we are truly stepping on uncharted territories, right? Crossing the bridge, literally, to something brand new.
It's great to take without having the video, because now we learn how to paint a picture with words like the storytellers of old, right? So
absolutely, I'm looking forward to this. And listening and truly having the audience listen as well. So I would like to have a round of applause, jumping up and down, dancing, and welcome Connor's son, Suji. Welcome, Suji.
Welcome,
how are
Suji.
You?
Oh my God! Thank you for amazing intro.
Let me ask you a question. Since we don't have video right now, this is your first podcast, is that correct?
First, I mean, everything.
Okay, first everything. So here it is. So somebody who's listening and it's their first time perhaps listening to a podcast, or an experienced podcaster who says, I know someone who wants to do this, Let's walk through a little bit about your emotion, if I may ask you. How does it feel to be on a podcast without the camera when you are clearly camera friendly?
First of all, I don't have not been thinking that I am camera friendly. So people been telling me that. So I'm just going to accept it from now. And then emotions. That's my baby, because I was numb emotionally and I didn't know that I didn't know. So that was a bit just sort of, I don't know if I can say this, mind. Wow. So all of a sudden I start go out there, smell the flower. All of a sudden I had a desire to go walk on a street, on a nature. And it's just a thing that I never thought was possible. And I just wanted to cook, I wanted to clean, I wanted to heal the world, all this just jazz. And the new world opened up to me, and literally I feel it in my body, and it's amazing and exciting about what I'm about to bring, which is just lose your mind. It's all about the body. Anyway, so to go back to the question, my emotions are, it's just overwhelmed, I'm nervous. Grateful. I mean, I don't know if that's emotions. So I'm just ecstasy. I don't know. That's my emotions right now. Hi.
Thank you. You know, let's find something that calms you so that you can really enjoy this. Do you have a sort of mantra or something, exercise or something you do, or a sound that grounds you? Let's do that. Let's do that live. This is unrehearsed to our audience. Let's see if there's something that can put you in that peaceful moment.
Well, I'm peaceful. I'm happy. I'm just nervous, and that's okay. I mean, that's why I entered Canada. I mean, that was my first ever being on an airplane or at the airport. Just that's how I roll. I guess my life's supposed to be just me being the first of rodeo and supposedly know everything, or doesn't need to know, I guess. Just I will just wing it anyway, and that's okay.
Well, I'm gonna share a tone today. So let's see if this is something our audience would be familiar with, of course.
Try that. Do that again. Let it go for a bit. Let it roll.
Okay. Ready? Sorry. Let's do it one more time.
Nice.
Sorry. I have a better one, if you don't mind.
I absolutely know that you do. Another one. Listen to this.
Here we go. Yep.
Amazing.
Very
share,
nice.
Share with us how you're doing that.
I've got a set of those audience around somewhere too, but I don't know where mine are.
I'm actually feel high. I mean, a good way, in a mindful way. I'm ready to go. I'm excited. I'm ready.
Suji, can you share with our audience what you just did in case they're not recognizing that sound?
This is a singing bowl from a random Thai store. They sell everything. I just walked in one day and I just start talking to the owner, and then I see on his face why he's just jumping at me. I mean, because that's all, just who I am. And then I was talking about things, and then he just recommended this to me, and okay, here I am. So this is really calming sound. It's all about the vibration, that you're hitting your intuitions, solar plexus, all the emotion stuff that we as lacking as a human. So this is a good thing. It's an amazing thing, actually, coming to mind, coming to nervous system.
Thank you for sharing this. This is a great way to start our podcast and a great way to ground ourselves, as you just mentioned. Now, let's talk about something new. You are here discussing with us your life, your dream, your vision, something you've never done before. We can call it an interview, but this is a podcast that will actually live forever. So I'm curious if you have in your mind a message that you'd like to give to yourself in the future when you listen to this, to our audience who's listening for the very first time, to Dr. Energy and myself for having this time together with you and us together to have the birth, as we called it, the birth of something, because you mentioned from zero to hero. So here we are, ground zero, 9/11, when you came, point zero, when you wanted to go to the US and that was not working out and you landed here, thank goodness for all of us right here in Canada 12 years ago. Is there an opening message, a thought that you would like to create for this moment?
Okay, thank you for that. I would say, dear human, is everything's okay. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. And you're beautiful. You're loved.
That's important to you, right? To say that. Do you have these mantras that you discuss amongst yourself?
I mean, like, I'm so spontaneous all the time. I'm just going to wing it. So some of that, I just wing it, right? So I don't have it right now, but it must be somewhere the heart and love is there. Yeah, I see the love, yes.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So somebody who's brand new starting out wants to do this, what you're doing, talk about their story. So today we're going to actually focus on creating and discussing your story, because storytelling is the most powerful tool, whether it's in podcast and business and personal
presentations, and whatever,
everything. The conversations worth having are stories. So today, this special bonus episode will be about creating a story live right here, unrehearsed between the three of us. So this is truly a lesson in life and history being made right here with BU Podcast, BU Network Podcast, and Suji. This is something that we would like to do with you. So first, I'd like to have your permission.
Sure. I might pee on my pants, but it's all good. Yeah.
That's good.
It's okay. The video is turned off. Nobody
that's
will see
right.
you.
So Suji, I know that you're big in the I am. I know that you're big with I am statements. Have you somewhere, somehow, let's do that. Let's start with an I am statement, and then I'll pass the mic, so to speak, to Dr. Energy, because I believe in the power of breath and the power of intention. We both do. So do you have somewhere in your mind's eye or visually or in your heart an I am statement that you would like to empower yourself with to move forward with your story?
Oh my God, you want me to do this right now? I think I'm powerful enough. So, but I'll do this, sure. So you want me to read it out loud?
If you have one or two, it's up to you.
Sure. I am the loving leader of the heart. I'm the real man, because there's not enough real men out there, unfortunately. And I am the future of love. I am super muscle, meaning muscle with emotions. How's that?
That's amazing. That's awesome. You said you were loved before. I feel that too. I feel that that's a really good statement for you, because it comes from you. Every time I read something from you, you always have the word love in it. It feels like it's part of your DNA.
Yeah, it's funny, because I was numb, that love was like not even there in my entire 33 years old until I woke up last year, literally like October. This journey has been from that October to now, so it has not been even a year. So yeah, if I can do it, anyone can do it, like seriously.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your I am statements. Dr. Energy, let's share an I am statement of our own so we can contribute to this circle of power.
Sure. Why don't you go first? Ladies first.
Okay. Well, this is going to seem a little unusual, but you know, take it for what it's worth. I am the whale you want to catch.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
So mine is going to be a little different as well. It comes from a meditation that that I've been doing, and it's actually three statements. Healthy am I, happy am I, holy am I.
Awesome. Love that. I love that. Connor, do you have short I am statements like that where you can like pull them up and empower yourself?
Sure. I am safe. I am loved, and I am enough.
Beautiful.
Our audience will relate to this. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. It's not easy work to come up with I am statements.
No. And those particular ones, I am safe and I am enough, especially, those speak to the core of who we are and some of the wounds that we carry as humans, where we feel like we're not enough or we're not safe in this world. And as we begin to acknowledge that we are always in fact safe and that we are enough just as we are, we can be more at ease. We don't have to be on guard so much. We don't have to be hyper vigilant, and life can become more joyful, more have more ecstasy, more fun, more love, because you can't find that joy, the love and ecstasy when we're always running scared.
And in creating our story, so here we are kind of creating, starting with where you came from. We'll talk a little bit about that. Your mm-hmm. I am safe. I am enough. I am loved. These are empowering statements.
Yes.
And when we say them to ourselves in our head and out loud and to others and right here on the podcast, and you hear yourself say that, that takes ownership. So I'd like to really applaud you again. There's no visual, but imagine us applauding and dancing, although we can put in an applause in the clap. We can clap for you. We can have a whole audience doing that. So in creating our story and the story that you have, I'm wondering if you can share with us a little bit about, so zero to hero. Can you give us 2-3 minutes of like what that really means to you?
Okay, thank you. So I can just answer anything in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the mantras that I go by, what I'm embodying personally, whatever I do, is lead with the joy until it becomes ecstasy. And to answer the question, oh my God, I don't have a lot of time to say this. So story, right? So I have no parents. I had parents. That's my ego. I have parents but I haven't really met them. I haven't had a chance because they both ill, like chronically ill. One of them had a car accident, couldn't think straight. My father, and became alcoholic, and it turned into a disaster for our whole family. So when he took the alcohol, he became someone else. And I mean it in a respectful way, because I only can imagine what he gone through as a man, as a father, who couldn't raise his children, a child, which is only me at the time, and had to go through all the dysfunctioning, this ghost brain, you call it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even grasp. So he had to rely on alcohol. And he became someone else. He became someone else in the movie. And my mother, I don't know where to start with my mom. So she was, I heard, severely depressed. She was hospitalized. She was told that she's bipolar and all that stuff. And I don't know much about her, except that I just got some few picture a couple months ago from my dad, when I just started talking to him in 20 years, because that's where it's healed, and now I had the courage to talk to my dad. But they don't know who I am yet. They can accept me because I'm gay and all that stuff. But that's another story. But so I'm having my both parents, and I was lucky enough to adopt it to my uncle and then aunt and uncle. They live in Baltimore, United States. Whatever thing I do, I do for them. I do for me. I do for them, because I would love to make them proud. I would love to make them smile. I love to make them happy. So, I was raised with other three of their kids, and everything was struggle. I had no friends. I was sort of black sheep of the family because I was darker than most people. In Korea, everyone wanna get whiter. I don't know if you heard that before. So the king of plastic surgery and is everything white. So as a white person, go to Korea, you're good to go.
Yeah, it's like, unfortunately like that in a lot of places, right? India is like that too.
Right, so So I was dark. So I was, everyone said, oh, didn't say ugly maybe, but just never had the tension of seeing, oh, beautiful and all that stuff. I just, yeah, I've never been seen. Or that's how I felt anyway as a kid. And here I am.
So Jay, I want to thank you for bringing us to this point in your story. And I know that it maybe wasn't what you were planning on discussing because we are working from the heart. But the Zero to Hero really showed me something when I read that about you, really showed me something that you have a story about that. And I would like to know if I have your permission to go fast forward, as you put in your bio, to the accomplishment that you have from where you are, our stories about where we come from and how we start into this world and how we come into this world, however many times we have our belief system, to right now, to right here and right now. Can you share with us what part of the world are you in?
Right now? Mm-hmm. I'm in heaven.
Geographically.
I'm in Vancouver, Canada.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Very nice.
And you've been in Canada for 12 years, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Awesome. Congratulations. Happy anniversary. Happy birthday. Yes. Happy 12 years. We're so grateful for you. I wanted to talk a little bit about healing arts as a superhero, because this is something that we talk about almost every episode. You know, so many things that you believe and say in your language just suits what we talk about, even off the air. So let's talk a little bit about healing arts as a superhero. What does that mean?
That means just like your podcast, be yourself and be okay with it. It doesn't have to be complicated. I hate complicated stuff because I never was able to as a child, but still now couldn't comprehend. Like, I just want a love efficiency, a love simplicity, a love the resonance, a love the individuality, a love it all of that. So because the fact that we all unique, like how could we have other approaches? That doesn't make sense to me for my brain to comprehend. Why would you go out of that word that I just told you about? Individuality, all the good stuff.
So let's talk about you giving your message, because you're very good at expressing yourself. I mean, I'm not patting you on the back. I'm honoring and very thrilled to be part of this. You express yourself very eloquently. So when you talk about being able to heal someone, what is the mindset that you have for that?
For the mindset that I have. I don't have a mindset. I just go to body. I hate the word mind because we need to really change our paradigm shift to from mind to body, because we have a binary consciousness. We are binary consciously, meaning our organs and receptors and all the other stuff has their own brain. But we were being told and educated that we have to rely on our mind. And then it's, unfortunately, I can go on and about how, why I can, I would love to explain to you, but I don't have time for that. A mind is not equipped to any consciously thinking. So the fact that we have to think our minds and all that jazz, like I can't, like, I was like, no, it's not right, because a mind is not equipped. A body has equipped. Body has all the answer. And body is your intuition, body is your love, body is your heart. And the ego and the mind is all great when they come on board outside of a fear. So if you have a brain and mind right now, operating from the peace and positivity, and that's your mind can be on board with the body. But until that, you can rely on your mind. You have to lose your mind. You lose your mind. If you think about that for a moment, like how many people every day, I just walked down the street 5 minutes before the podcast, and I started to say hi with a smile to a lady, just share my love, and just look at me. I saw the fear in her eyes. You know, I see this all the time. And because we've been told wrong entire time. Lose your mind, people. It's not our mind. If mind has not have the capability to go beyond who we are, which is soul. And then, like, how many times you go see rich people, like, they, you know, they're not free, right? They're living in their own jail. And they don't know why they have to take sleeping pills to go to, you know, take, you know, 8 hours sleep, or, you know, it's not possible, because their soul knows, their body knows that's not right. And that's higher thinking, intuitive, all this stuff. So when emotion hits, like, it's just a boom. You don't have to think. That's way higher than the brain, because it's just that's what it is, higher consciousness. So the fact that we've been in entire time, like, as of right now, open the news, open our eyes, everything mindset, all the nonsensical to me anyway, mindset, all the, oh yeah, but no, not until your mind is on board with your peaceful, coming from orientation where it comes from. And that's what I love female feminism, because if you can think about that for a moment, like, had all the leader, less hypothetically, all the leader has been a woman.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And there could have been no 911. There could have been no all the terror that we see entire planet right now. Because the female have this infinite, just innate their nature to just, Mother Nature, right? Just love and all this stuff. Funny I say that, because I, you know, I wanted to see my mom, hold my mom, or ask my mom, like, whatever you call it.
Yes.
But I guess my mom is universe. So, yeah, it's just, again, no mind, go to the body.
Is it a safe place to go to the body? And what if the body, so we're taking somebody who's new to this concept right now, because they're not really there. So let's talk to that person and say, okay, how do I feel my body? What does that mean? Can you walk us through it a little bit?
Okay, so that means you need to know how to breathe. Mm-hmm. People don't. They think they do, they don't, sorry. So if you can put your hands on right now, on your heart or whatever, in the mid-chest, you try to breathe. And every time I try to teach how to breathe, as a beginner, I just learned, I mean, but the belly doesn't rise. So your belly has your diaphragm, which is dedicated to breathing muscle, but we don't use it, right? So fight or flight, our entire lifestyle. So as we breathe in, down into the lower lobe, and that it activates the diaphragm properly. So what I figured, the cue, what I found, I've been investigating on this, I have been really testing to see if that works. It worked all the time. So here we go. The name is audible breathing. You want to make a sound with the nose. Inhale, you want to make a sound. Yeah, so you feel that you can expand more, and you can add more layer to it. You want to visualize, if you want interested in higher thinking. Think about your lung and the lower part. We have a huge lung. The lower part doesn't get oxygenated because you've never been taught again. It's not our fault. So breathe down to consciously try to put the effort into the lower part of lobe, and by breathing and out. So I find this, yeah, so you need to know how to breathe, audible breathing.
Okay, that's very important. So it's not just breathe, it's this type of audible breathing.
Well, that's the thing. The embodiment is the key for everything. So I talk about this all the time. People don't know they're stupid. I didn't know I was stupid. Like, I didn't know I was stupid. I mean, come on, like, I did not know this until last year, October, before I had to hit by a car, and I couldn't think, I couldn't read, I couldn't, you know, and I had a, like, every day was a new day, and I lost all my friend, and I went through a breakup at the same time, so nobody. Like, just around me again, here we go again. I was left alone again, just naturally. I had to figure it out. And then, oh my God, what do I do? So I knew my intuition was so high, strong, that I just knew that I had to do everything opposite of what conventional system told us to do. Go to the doctor? No, I'm not going to the doctor. Everything opposite. Mm-hmm. That was my formula that I figured it out. Everything opposite. So go to the doctor? No, I do something else. I go inside. People try to go high? No, you go down first. And you try to go out, expand your business? No, you go in first, baby. Mm. That doesn't work. It works until a certain part of your life, but you will hit the, like, you know, same thing. I became a massage therapist last year, you know, and then I hit six figure right away, and oh my God, I'm not happy. What's going on? Mm. And then I had to hit my car, and I had to broke up with my love, and I'm fortunate that he's my best friend, my family now.
So let me ask you, Connor, you make a goal or you achieve a goal and you get there and then you say, okay, I'm not happy with that. So you look for something else, but you succeed at that level and you go to something else. What is in it for you right now? What are you looking at to go and dive into?
Yeah, what's next?
Here to heal the world. I'm here to open everybody's superhero journey. Because everyone's superhero, I'm supermortal, and I'm here to provoke people's spirit. Mm. And that's what I'm good at.
So I have an idea of what being a superhero is and how, and some of how we get there. That's a big part of my life as well. But I'm interested to hear what your concept or your feel of a superhero is, or what a superhero does.
What superhero does. Oh, okay.
Or what a superhero is.
For me?
Sure.
You become someone else. I mean, I'm feeling amazing, and then I just feel like I can do everything. So, I mean, your own version of superhero. So mine is like this high brain power with just like control everyone's brains kind of thing. Because I had to control because they could control their brain. And here I am, woke up last year, October, and try to control other people's brain because I care and I know they're going to screw it up. So I'm building that up right now with Catherine to really install the brain into other people so they cannot screw up, baby. You can, I'm sorry. I have to control because it's just who I am.
So Connor, let me ask you this. If you're talking to us and we are saying, okay, help me find my superhero. Hmm. I want to see where it is. So you are the healer. You are the healer right now, healing the world. It's not even a wish. It's there. It's happening. We're doing this right here on this podcast live. Our audience is listening. They're your person in front of you. What would you say to us, whether we are a group or singular, to go and find my superhero? We know what you do for you. Show me how to find that. We'll give the world a taste of what you can give them, but we won't give it all away, Connor. We'll give them a taste so they can see what they're in for.
A little sample. Right.
So I love being creative. I think I'm an artist. I love to say I'm an artist. So I'm creating my own art. And that's a healing art. I love it. And then...
So for me, I'm your client. We're your client here. Teach us how to tap into our superhero.
Well, if I can do a touch or see them physically, my aura does it automatically. So I don't have to tell you that right now, but I can't do that, unfortunately. So what I will say is this, Google human design. That's it. That's where we start.
Perfect. That's step one. That's exactly what we can say. There's step one to finding our superhero, and then you tell the rest when people get with you, and you like to see them, obviously.
Right. If I may, I love the art because it just taps into our higher spiritual self. Mm-hmm. I love the science, but it's because I love the practicality. And I see a lot of healers out there. They think that I call them unhealed healers, by the way. They think they're out there, but they're not. And then they're producing in amount of casualties, and I was one of them. I was crying all the time because, oh my God, I didn't know I was wrong, except the fact that there's nothing wrong. sorry, can you say, what was your question again, Catherine?
So I'm here, I'm your audience, Dr. Energy is your audience, mm-hmm. All the listeners right now, they're the audience, wanting the same thing, tap into my superhero. So I know what you do, so what will you do with me as a sample? That's okay, I just wanted to reframe it for you.
Right, so... You mean the tool that, what tool will I give it to them?
If that's where you would start as a sample.
As a sample. So I can touch them. I can feel them. So my aura can do the job. So what I will say is, I still told you this, Google, right? Google human design.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You mean told you the next step?
If you want, if that, if yeah, just maybe we'll go beyond. Okay. Oh. I've Googled it and now I'm still here. So I Googled it. Okay. I'm here in front of you.
Perfect. Lose your mind, baby.
Okay. There, there's a call to action.
Mind is your enemy. Mind is your enemy until, and that's your worst enemy until you figure it out. Hmm. No mind.
Until you
lose your mind to whatever it takes.
Perfect.
Lose your brain. Your brain is not equipped to do that. Actually, your body has equipped to do all that way better with the heart on board.
Hmm. It definitely needs to be a marriage of heart and mind. You know, the way that I work with people is definitely through the body first, integrating the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual, so that it's all together, all working in harmony. All the parts of us are no longer parts. We are now, we become one. We remember who we are.
Now, the good thing is you don't have to think, because you just start embodying it right away, just like mm-hmm. I've been doing. And it's a beautiful thing. I call it a beautified process. It's beautiful. And you beautify everything you do. You beautify cooking. You beautify your art just by being you. Perfect. It's simple as that. So please lose your mind. Like, I have all the compassion and love, and I don't want to be rude to people, but you know, please, lose your mind, please.
Connor, this is the best expression I've heard in you. I mean, I hear many, but at this moment, it came right from your core. You know, I hear you saying that with all of your being, your deep belief. It's very intriguing. And I would like to say to you, what's next? Where's the next step? Let's hear more. So on that note, what I would like to do is have our audience hopefully sitting on the edge of their seat going, I want to know what's happening next. So what we've done is we've created the story of from zero to hero to this moment of your point of saying, lose your mind, baby. That's what you say. Like, so that feels like a title for me. Lose your mind. Feels like the name of this podcast. Yes. Right. Like even the name of this podcast, we can call that Lose Your Mind, Baby. And we'll start that. We'll start that for you. And then you see where the universe takes that, because that's what's coming right from your belly to our ears. And I feel that. And I think that's the greatest gift you could give us and all of our audience. And I would like to know if you feel ready to go into what we call the BU moment, if you have something else you want to say, but I'll share what the BU moment is.
Final moment.
Yeah, I know. I keep wanting to go on. I love it. The BU final moment, BU moment. So the BU final moment is where we go around the room and whatever came up for us today, what is that takeaway, the final moment? And we never know what it is until we're here in it, like right here, right now. So I would ask you first, then Dr. Energy, and then myself. But before we go there, is there a message that you'd like to give to our audience?
We are all special. We are all life givers. Life is about, it's not about you. It's about your family. It's about yourself. It's about helping others. It's about being kind. It's about doing things together. It's about doing things that you love. It's about defeating your damn body because you've just never been taught. Properly, right? So you gotta talk to me, because not because I'm all this ego-based nonsensical, because I care. I have seen so much casualty as a massage therapist, as a healthcare practitioner in Canada. I have seen many doctors, physio, chiropractor, every title, dietitian, counselor, psychologist, you name it, they screw everybody up. I mean it coming from my heart, because I care. And people can be taken that direction right now, because with coronavirus, we have nothing but us.
And this message to our audience coming from you, from your heart, we appreciate that. And if you can, let's go right into, for you at this moment, our conversation between the three of us, as if there's no one else there. our BU final moment. What has come up for you from today? The gift that you have, and then we'll go. It, maybe it's not a gift. I'm presuming. How presumptuous of me.
You want me to go first?
Yes, and then Dr. Energy will go, and then I will go. Yes, please.
Sure. So I love fear, but you won't know until you get there what I mean by that I love fear. I love my fear. And breathe and smile. And, you know, love your feminine side, please. Because I see a lot of men, including myself, struggle with the smile and struggle to show their emotions. It's so hard for us to be vulnerable because everyone has both duality, all that stuff, yin and yang, male and feminine. But again, a childhood shaped us to be not like, you know, smiling all that emotionally because we just try to fight something. Something's not, you know, like you're going to die, but it's not the end of the world to smile and just be feminine. So I'll finish with this moment, please. So if you think about a child, so I'm here to break the cycle. I'm here to break this permanent cycle of the humanity disaster by healing the world.
That's awesome.
By healing the baby, by healing the children, our future. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you for being here and doing that.
Dr. Energy, yes. Can I ask you, what is your BU final moment from today?
So one of the things that really comes up for me is just a reminder to honor and respect all of the parts of us, the physical, our physical body, the emotions that we feel, the thoughts that we think, and the inspiration that we receive from the universe, and allowing ourselves to be in each of those places all at once so that we can remember all of who we are and become more fully who we are. And I just wanted to share as well that I did find, it was sitting on my shelf, my Tibetan bell, and I'm just going to give it a little ring here at the end.
Ring your bell.
That's another song from I know 70s it is. Or 80s.
Love it.
So that's my final moment. Catherine, what about you?
Thank you for asking.
Yes.
Might be your final moment is when someone is speaking and I'm truly listening, I go really deep into that. And I use my heart to listen. I hear more than if I'm listening and waiting for myself to say something. And today I listened with my heart, as I would like to believe I do, but today my BU final moment is that in listening to everything, I have a greater sense of what other people are going through. Because it's not what someone says, it's what you feel. When you take away the sense of sight and you're using your other intuitions, you're using your intuitions and your other senses, that would make more sense. And you really allow yourself to feel that person as if no one else is in the room. I took moments of no one else was there. I closed my eyes. I listened to Suji. Closed my eyes. I listened to you. And when I'm listening and I close my eyes, it's really different than when my eyes are open, even without any camera. I feel it. And my BU final moment is to feel what you're listening to, because it's so beautiful. So I want to thank you both so much for giving me the opportunity to close my eyes. And since there's no camera, I wasn't being rude. And to really get into what we were doing today. Connor, I want to thank you so much for being here. Our audience, we will post all in our show notes how everyone can reach you. I want to thank you so much. And I'd like to invite you back as things progress. So would you be willing to come back in a future podcast?
Yes, please. Many times, anytime you want me to. And I'm grateful.
Thank you so much.
To recap just what you said, it's so powerful because our vision, our hearing, oh my God, same as brain, they're not equipped to do their job. So you have to block them, unfortunately. And by the product, we get healthier. How grateful is that? And it's all illusion. It is. because that just gives a perception entirely in a different, taking to a different planet.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hang out with us, Connor. We're not going to go anywhere, but we're looking forward to what's next with you. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Sharing is caring. Tell your friends about Conversations Worth Having on BU Network. We really appreciate your reviews, and you can do that on Apple Podcasts. Thank you.
For show notes and links, go to www.bu.network/podcasts. Connect with us via our website, www.bu.network, and build a relationship with us. Sign up to receive information, updates, and your free video training at www.bu.network/pro.
We're looking forward to hearing from you, and thank you for being with us. Ciao.
Ciao, babies.